Stage Show. It's time for Arts News with Claire Nichols, who's taking us to London's West End today. Hi, Claire.
Hello, Michael. It was the Olivier Awards on Sunday night in London. These are the most prestigious theatre awards in the UK, so it's always worth us taking a look. And I thought I'd start with the theatre prizes. The biggest winner was the play The Inheritance, which won Best New Play, Best Director for Stephen Daldry, and Best Actor for Kyle Soller, who people might know from the TV series Poldark. That play also won the prize for Best Lighting Design. It's a play by the American playwright Matthew Lopez, and this is a juggernaut, Michael. It's a two-parter that runs over 7 hours about the lives of gay men in New York.
Which sounds a bit like Angels in America.
That's exactly what I thought. This is actually inspired by the novel Howard's End by E.M. Forster. And you're really on the money, because The Guardian's Michael Billington described this as Angels in America crossed with Howard's End. This is more contemporary than Angels in America. It's focused on the post-AIDS generation of gay men. And here's the playwright Matthew Lopez on the Young Vic podcast talking about how the play was born.
I was living in New York City. I was in Central Park in Sheep's Meadow. I had purchased a new copy of Howard's End for myself at the Strand. And in the back of the book, this was how sort of singularly focused I was on the novel. In the back of the book, there was a biographical sketch of Forster in which it said that Forster was gay, and he wrote the novel Morris, which was published posthumously. And it was in that moment that I realized what it was about the film and the book that reached me as a young teenage gay boy, seeing it in my hometown. It was the connection of a queer writer reaching across a century of time and speaking to the heart and reaching the heart of a young queer kid who was not even yet fully aware that he was a queer kid. That connection was the thing that caused me to begin to daydream about this play, and I wanted to retell the story of Howard's End from a contemporary gay perspective.
That's Matthew Lopez, the playwright behind the Olivier Award-winning production The Inheritance. He was speaking there to the Young Vic, and the play actually started at the Young Vic before transferring to the West End.
All right, Claire, well, staying with the Oliviers, what about the musical categories? Who are the big winners there?
Well, the prizes were pretty evenly shared this year, which doesn't always happen, and they were shared between two productions that we have spoken about before. The first was Come From Away. This is a musical about how a small Canadian community of Gander welcomed passengers from 38 diverted passenger planes after the September 11 terror attacks. So this show won Best New Musical, Outstanding Achievement in Music, Best Choreography, and Best Sound. And in case you were wondering what this show sounds like,
it's real feel-good music, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I have to say, that feel-good sentiment didn't actually win over all the West End critics. Some of the reviews of Come From Away found it all just a little bit too wholesome. But nevertheless, it's done really well at the Oliviers. And in fact, it tied with Stephen Sondheim's Company in the final trophy count. So you might remember I told you about this revival a couple of weeks ago. It's significant because the role of Bobby, which has always been a man, has been gender switched in this production. And it's Bobby with an IE, played by a woman. Company won 4 prizes for Best Musical Revival, Best Set Design, Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Jonathan Bailey, and Best Actress in a Supporting Role for this woman.
Here's to the ladies who lunch, everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf.
That is, of course, the Broadway diva Patti LuPone. She won the Olivier for her portrayal of Joanne in Company with that iconic song, Ladies Who Lunch. She actually hadn't performed on the West End for 25 years before taking on this role, Michael. So that was an Olivier a long time coming.
Well, it all sounds very delicious. Will we see any of these shows in Australia?
Come From Away is coming to Melbourne later this year.
Oh,
it's due to bump into the Comedy Theatre in July. As for your chances of seeing Patti LuPone in Company, Michael, I think you've missed your chance. That production closed last month on the West End, and I don't think that's going to be touring anywhere.
Oh, that's sad news. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.